Welcome, everyone. I'm Sue Barber, author, former IT director for a Fortune 500 company, turned executive coach, and this is the Visibility Factor podcast, where we explore how to raise your visibility and play bigger at work and in life. We'll explore key topics and welcome guests that help you shift your thinking about yourself so you can see new possibilities for your leadership. I'm on a mission to create a visibility movement for leaders to show their value and be seen for their true talent. Are you ready to take the next step towards a higher level of visibility for yourself? Let's go. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Visibility Factor podcast. This is Sue Barber, your host. And today we are going to celebrate accomplishments. Why should we celebrate accomplishments today? Well, this is episode number 50. I just can't imagine that I'm already at number 50. It seems like just yesterday I was just getting started. And I wanted to take this time to talk about celebrating accomplishments because I did not have an easy time of doing that in my past. And I wondered if it could be a challenge for you too. So today we're going to focus on some reasons why you may hold yourself back from doing more celebrating of accomplishments. And then I also want to share a few big wins of my own that I'm excited to share with you. So what I've learned over time is not wanting to share accomplishments comes back to imposter syndrome in many ways. You feel like you can't slow down, you've got to get on to the next thing, the next accomplishment. You kind of might have a little bit of an adrenaline rush to keep doing and doing and doing instead of slowing down. And you've set such a high bar that no matter how great the accomplishment or whatever result you got is, it's never good enough. You focus on the small things that didn't go perfect instead of looking at the big picture and realizing how great the rest of it went. In one of my own examples, I received a really amazing rating at one point in my career. My manager had to go to bat for me to get it. I had basically moved mountains at that time, but my management still struggled with the fact that maybe it wasn't good enough to give me that higher rating. My team and I had done something that was recognized in the industry as one of the first companies to implement their product with the speed and success that we had. I was asked to come present at conferences to talk about what we had done. Other companies wanted to meet with us and know how we did it. I had to push really hard to get 7 server environments set up in a super short time frame. And for those of you who are not techies, that is not easy to do by any stretch of the imagination. And my team delivered everything within a 6-month time frame. So we got more accolades from outside our company than we did within our company. I think that's what started for me to see that things that I did maybe weren't always good enough. There is always the next thing to deliver, and you have to keep topping the last one that you did. Success always felt like a moving target, and there was no clear destination. I loved doing the work I got to do, and I got so much fulfillment by solving problems that people thought we couldn't do, or by making impossible dates and implementing right on time. I saw this quote by Arthur Ashe, who is a famous tennis player, that helped me understand success a little bit better for myself. Success is a journey. It's not a destination. The doing is often more important than the outcome. And I think that was true for me. I really enjoyed the work I was doing and loved just making sure that we could get everything accomplished in the time frame that we had committed to. And I know that's not true for everybody, but for me, that's what really drove me and what I viewed as success. Now, my company used to use words like, we have to raise the bar. It meant that you had to keep improving each year and that they would set the biggest goals possible and push us to get there. But think about that messaging when you hear it over and over again. You have to raise the bar. If you can't solve a problem, you aren't trying hard enough. If your team is struggling, you aren't leading them to get through it. Maybe we need to look at what success looks like and realize that it's not perfection. People will burn out trying to reach an unattainable level of perfection. Don't get me wrong, I'm all about achieving the best results to help a company succeed, but not at the cost of burning out everyone on the team to do it. There has to be a balance of some kind to ensure that you can reach the results that you want and have a team that isn't killing themselves to get there. I spoke with someone yesterday whose team is doing all of the right things and they're reaching some service level agreement responses that are almost perfect. But at the same time, that team is really killing themselves to do that. And so what I talked to her about is how could we change some things to make that better for your team and yet still get good results for the company. And so her and I are going to work on a plan to help her do that. But just ignoring the fact that the team is killing themselves isn't a good thing. And we all have to pay attention to how people are doing nowadays, because people are your assets in your company. They are the ones who get the work done. So you have to look at both the results and your people. I did used to celebrate my team and our project deliverables, but I remember not taking the time to even reflect on what I had done to ensure that those projects were a success. I would just move on to the next thing. Even with that amazing rating that I got, I didn't take the time to celebrate that at all. I could only think about, how am I going to top what I did this year, next year? It's like climbing the biggest mountain there is, and now what do? There's no other feat in your head that is bigger, and so you just lose motivation. The bottom line is you, just like me, may have been raised to minimize your accomplishments for fear that it would look like you were bragging. Unfortunately, those messages stick with you into adulthood and prevent you from celebrating as an adult too. I know you know now that it's a good thing to be visible, because we've talked about it so many times here on the podcast, and talking about your results and accomplishments and sharing all of those good things that you can do so people can see them. This is about you learning how to create visibility for yourself and the things that you're doing with others. You have to think of it as just sharing facts in a way that people can see you now in a different way. But it's also about changing your mindset and showing the excitement and passion that you have for the things that you're doing and why you're excited that they're happening and how excited you are when you accomplish things that maybe people don't think that you can do. Passion and excitement are contagious. And when people see you showing up that way, they can't help but be excited for you too. I think it depends on whether or not you seek external validation for the things that you do, or you are able to use internal validation instead. External validation is when you don't think something is good unless someone else tells you it's good. You need them to validate you and the things that you're doing. Internal validation is your own estimation or review of something to determine if you think it's good or not. Now, I didn't realize this was a challenge for me until after I left the company. I realized how much external validation I was craving from other people. Once I left, I no longer had them in my life, and what they said or did didn't matter anymore. Now I can see that internal validation is so much more important. You get to make your own decisions about what success looks like, whether or not you're doing a good job in your own mind, and what that means for you. It is so much more important, and it relieves you from living in a world of comparison and perfection. You get to decide each day what you want to accomplish. And even if it's just one thing, that could be your definition of success for that day. The point is, you get to choose. So is there a way that you can start to think about celebrating for yourself? Can you get excited for yourself and the things that you're doing? And if you don't want to share it with anyone else, you don't have to. I sought out external validation for so many years. Did someone else think I was doing a good job? Did they give me praise for something? Did they give me an award for something? Those things were not necessarily the most important things for me, but it was more about, did someone recognize that I was doing good work? Because remember, in my world at that time, work was the important thing. Having a good work ethic was important. Getting recognized for work, thinking that that was going to get me a promotion. As we all know, that is not the case, right? But I think it was the thing that drove me. The problem with that is that you begin to crave external validation so much that you can't really judge for yourself whether or not you're being successful or not. Once you let that external validation piece go, you begin to realize that you get to celebrate and make choices for yourself, and you don't have to answer to anyone else or worry about anyone else and what they think. It is so freeing, and it allows you to do what's best for you and not what's best for someone else. So what I would like to do for you now is model a little bit about what it's like to celebrate accomplishments. I put down 7 different accomplishments that I've had, and I wanted to just start to share those with you because these are some things I haven't shared with too many people yet. So you guys will get to be the first ones to hear about them. So the first one is starting a business without a ton of experience or knowledge of how to do it. Next week on Valentine's Day, I picked Valentine's Day so I would never forget the day I started my business. Next week will be the beginning of year 7 of having my own business. And it has truly flown by. I just never realized how much fun it would be. It's definitely a lot of work, there's no doubt. But the things that I have learned and the confidence I have gained and the ability to do things like have a podcast and all of these other things came my way because I met with some amazing people who helped me, who gave me guidance, who coached me. And I am so grateful because it's giving me the ability to help so many people. Writing the book was definitely a challenge that I had to face, 4 to 4.5 years of time to put that book out in the world. The Visibility Factor has definitely been just a game changer for me in terms of how people are looking at the work that I do, how people are seeing the great things that they can do with their visibility. And that makes me immensely happy. I went into this wanting people to be able to be visible for themselves, and this book is helping them get there. Starting a podcast, I remember going back to the first episode and thinking, oh my gosh, that was really bad. I can't put that out in the world, but that was just my perfectionism in my head. And I let the CEO of the podcast company that I work with listen to it, and she basically talked me off the ledge, told me to get over my perfectionism and that it was great and it was going to get better the more I would do it. And it was just my first time. And so I really want you to think about that for yourselves. There's things that you're going to do that are the first time, and you have to be kind to yourself, give yourself some grace, and recognize that it's not going to be perfect all the time. But it's more like I'm just having a conversation, and I have to think of it that way, right? It's no different than if you or I were sitting in a room together and I was just having a conversation, and it's not going to be perfect when we do that. So I try not to make it so perfect that it doesn't feel real anymore. Being a host, and some feedback I've gotten about being a host has been really amazing. I've definitely interviewed people in my past life, but this has really taken it to a different level for me. I've gotten some really amazing feedback that, you know, people are really happy to hear some of the insights that we've shared on the podcast and the questions that I've asked. And, I had a little bit of insecurity about that at the beginning, and I'm really just going into it like a coach. I try to be inquisitive and curious and ask questions that I think all of you, the listeners, might want to know. And it's working. So I'm going to keep doing more and more of that and having amazing guests on here that I think will make a difference for you and will help you learn some things. And it always helps me learn things too. I have been doing a lot of speaking with companies and guesting on podcasts. If you have read the book or have heard me talk about this at all on the podcast, speaking in public was never my favorite thing to do, and I used to avoid it like the plague. And now I really enjoy it. I really find it as a way to get in front of other people, to talk about the book, to talk about the podcast, to help them grow and learn too. And I love doing workshops. They're one of my favorite things to do. And talking on other people's podcasts, it's really great. You know, and I think my first one I ever did, I probably had a little bit of a panic attack to do it. But now I've done so many that, you know, it really just comes naturally. And I get to talk about the things that I care about and answer their questions and, you know, just share information that I think will be good for their listeners to hear. One good thing that I learned out of all of this last 7 years is that I'm pretty creative. I used to really be told, you can't draw a straight line. You can't do this. You can't do this. You're not creative. And I had no idea that I really was because I lived with that story. And it's been a gift. I have the ability to write and paint, and none of it has to be perfect. And I think I'm trying to just model that for others, that I didn't have it all together at the beginning. And over time, with practice, you get better. Learning to offer to help people by offering coaching workshops and sometimes simply just a conversation. So I wanted to share this feedback I just got from a former client about a week or so ago. And I was just like almost crying when I read it because she said, I wanted to say thank you again for working with me when I was out of a job. I had really lost my confidence. I have been with my company for 1.5 years now. I am a known name with the executive leadership team. I've gotten several divisional spotlight awards that come with money in addition to my normal compensation package. I just received my review and I received an exceeds performance on 60% of my goals and it significantly exceeds performance on the other 40%. With everything that was going on when I was out of work, I just needed someone to believe in me, and you did. I am back delivering at a high level like I am used to doing. I am back with making the decision of whether or not to accept a promotion now and more responsibilities or stay doing what I love. I'm humbled by the gift you gave back to me. Thank you so much. So when I read that, all I can think about when I read those type of things is I'm so grateful that I got to be there and help her. It also reminds me that I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing what I'm meant to do in the world. And I hope that it gives you some inspiration to think about how you can maybe help people or do something in your job to mentor someone or guide someone or coach them. Because it is such an important thing to help someone not be stuck. And this was just a great example of someone who was really struggling. And I'm so glad I was able to help her start to see herself differently. And I want to do that for as many people as possible. I don't want anyone to be stuck. And the last one, which I'm super excited about, is one of my original goals when I put the book together was to get it in libraries. I have loved going to libraries my entire life. And I got my first library card when I was 2. And I'm so proud to share that my library in my town now has my book on the shelf. They put a local author tag on it as well to show that I live nearby. And so I went and did a little photo shoot at the library to capture the moment. I could have just said, "That's great. You have my book in there. That's wonderful." But I wanted to celebrate it. This was a part of the plan that I had envisioned happening, 6 years ago. And I took a picture with a librarian. I did videos. I got a lot of pictures with the book that my daughter did for me. Thank you, Kelly, for being my photographer. And I know that this is the first of many libraries that my book will be in. I did find out that it's actually in Omaha, Nebraska, and Perth, Australia, of all places, too. So thank you for putting my book in your libraries, too. My goal is to continue to do that. And so if anyone doesn't have it in their library and they'd like to ask their library to carry it, that would be amazing. I hope that you can see in all of my accomplishments here how you can start to share yours too. Sharing your accomplishments is an amazing thing and worth celebrating every single moment of it. I hope that what I shared today has made you think about your own accomplishments, given you ideas of how to do this for yourself too. I hope you'll consider sharing your accomplishments with others in person or in social media, or if you just prefer doing something to celebrate by yourself, that's okay too. Whatever your idea of success and celebration looks like for you, it's exactly what it's supposed to be. Let's change the way that so many people, especially women, think about celebrating accomplishments by setting the example to show them that this is an amazing thing to do and they need to do more of it. So your visibility actions today, write down your accomplishments each week. I have been doing this and I found it to be really helpful. First of all, so I don't forget things that I've done that week or the results that I've gotten because I want to start to track some of that. But when I go back and read them, it's actually really amazing because you just forget. There's so much going on. Things are moving so fast. You forget what you've done. So I have a new planner that I'm using, and it's been really, really great to just sit down, slow down, and look what I did that week. And so I would love for you to do the same, because it just helps you have some perspective about what you're actually doing. Find ways to celebrate your small wins along the way. These are not just your company's wins or your team's wins, but your wins. What are some things that you have done that you could really celebrate and find ways to do that for yourself, whatever that looks like? The last one is create a list of things that are rewards that you will give yourself when you reach certain milestones. So maybe there is something you want to do to celebrate each week or each month or a big milestone in something that you're working on. But if you can give yourself those little gifts along the way, at least you're doing something for yourself to celebrate, even if you don't share it with anyone else. And that's what's the important thing here, is about you seeing yourself in a different way and recognizing that it is one of the best things you can do to celebrate your accomplishments and really just show up in the best way for yourself. Thanks so much for joining today on the Visibility Factor podcast, and I look forward to doing many, many, many more episodes with you. Thank you again. Thanks so much for listening to the Visibility Factor podcast. Remember that visibility starts with small steps that are intentional and consistent each day. Be bold, be visible, be the leader you were meant to be. Find us and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to podcasts. Follow us on all of our social media platforms, which are highlighted in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Visibility Factor Podcast.